Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
It turned out that there was a certain limit to what Western medicine can do. And I found that there's a complement, a quantum existence, that's what makes the whole process possible called life. You can then be your own doctor, you can be your own guru, you can be your own philosopher. Your own body actually can heal you if you know how to open up these sensors. And you've got like a trillion circuit breakers all over your body. And with these vibrations that you listen to or you're watching, they open up, then you've got the energy to go out and use it for what goals you want to have. This discipline, this energy for success, is considered for 5,000 years as the fastest route to enlightenment, to get to that Satori state right away. The reason why it was never let out for the public, it was kept only for the emperors, was it was that powerful.
Welcome to The Inspired Evolution. I'm your humble host, Amra Sandhu, and you're tuning in to a conscious conversation designed to help you grow. Our mission here is simple. It's for you to live your purpose, live your best life, live the life you love. This podcast is sponsored by Enthusiasm for Life, by Great Creation itself. To keep the good vibes flowing for myself and yourself, do us a solid, subscribe to the Inspired Evolution podcast on YouTube, the home of the Inspired Evolution podcast. Now sit back, relax, open your mind, open your heart to this conversation, and stay inspired. Keep evolving. In spirituality circles, we often talk about energy, but what are we really talking about? Well, tune into this week's episode. We speak with a holder, the only Western master of a 5,000-year-old lineage of traditional Chinese energy medicine. He is Tony Robbins's, Dave Asprey's personal energy medicine consultant. Tony Robbins flies him in and out of his events specifically to come and support him with the energy of his events. You're really going to love this episode. Please remember to like, comment, and hit subscribe. Without too much further ado, today's episode. Welcome back to the Inspired Evolution. And we have with us today, inspiring our evolution, Dr. Barry Morgulin. Dr. Barry, affectionately known as Dr. B. How are you, Dr. Barry? We're getting a thumbs up there. So good to have you here. For those tuning into Dr. Barry for the first time, whoa, he's not only a distinguished medical doctor, successful 30-year-plus career in gastroenterology, but also a world-renowned grandmaster of a 5,000-year-old Chinese source energy discipline. Founder there of Energy for Success, he stands uniquely at the crossroads of Western medicine and ancient healing practices, dedicated to helping individuals achieve peak performance and holistic well-being. Also, we were discussing earlier, with an ultimate mission to try and bring greater and greater levels of peace to individuals and ultimately, I guess, the world. The groundbreaking work that Dr. B has touched, you know, so many thousands of lives with includes, you know, people such as Tony Robbins. There's been so many incredible people. In fact, I think even at some point there's been opportunities where Tony's connected with you personally, flown you in to help him come work on some stuff as he's going through his as you can imagine, his high energy, intense seminars. He's flown Dr. Barry in to help him maintain his energy levels and support him on that. But yeah, one of the key things, Dr. Barry, I wanted to dive in today is to really understand a little bit more around your journey of how you, well, yeah, like there's such a juxtaposition. On one hand, gastroenterologist in like 30 plus years, and on the other hand, well, more than 30 years, 5,000-year-old Chinese source energy discipline. Can you tell us about, yeah, just how you came to energy and energy work and what this, yeah, what this means to you personally?
This, when I started about over 30 years ago, and I was already successful and gone to the best university for training, was a teacher doing research at UCLA and was open to practice and then open to second practice, and was also teaching and discovering things. It was fascinating, and I was so glad we didn't have to cut people open, and then we could use scopes to take things out, and then you could go home the next day. And this was a great advancement. And this kept me excited. And I think you can, you now that we've talked a little bit before camera about your life, you might relate to this. But what happened was that, you know, I would find myself working 6.5-7 days a week, thrilled, going from the intensive care unit to the emergency room, then into surgery, then over to my office to see patients, and then go to the floor. And then the next day, there would be a similar thing of more people with already developed diseases that I would have to take tumors out and give them treatments. And of course, it's working and I'm satisfied. But then when I looked at the long run of humanity, I kept saying, you know, this whole process of people showing up every day with some type of dis-ease is not getting less in our population. This is 30 years ago, it's getting more. And as you can see, it's continued with the best that's available, because we have it right here, the best treatments and research and going to the best meetings. And so just sort of in the back of my mind, I kept saying, you know, I know there's going to be something else that's going to have to come out that's going to keep me feeling like I'm moving the curve ahead on helping people. And so as would happen, I think probably the same thing happened to you. I don't know your personal story yet, but I hope to someday. I think it was a Saturday afternoon. I think I've been in practice for maybe 4 or 5 years. And on Saturdays, usually you try to get out of the hospital a little earlier, like around 2:30 in the afternoon, rather than at 6 o'clock at night. So you save your best patient for last, you know, the one who you know you're going to be able to either make jokes with or have fun with and tell them you got well and then go home on a win. So I went into this one lady's room, and I had her chart and everything. And so I walked in. I didn't even go all the way in the room. I was like partway at the door. And I said, Mrs. Rodriguez, how you doing? We took your tumor out. It's completely no invasion anywhere. You are fine. You can go home and eat today. So I know you got a big family and I'm going to discharge you and it's all great. So anything you want to ask me? And so this is a really nice lady, and I'd sort of known her and known her family. And she looks at me really seriously like this, and she goes, come here. So, you know, when someone is a patient and they ask you to come here, it usually means there's something else that somehow is important that needs to get handled before they're going to be willing to go home. So I said, sure, what is it? And she says, sit on the bed. And I said, oh, okay. So she said, Doc, you need to know this. Yes, you did. I know you did a great job because I feel great and it all got handled, but you know, it took me months to come to see you, months. And I was bounced from one doctor to another. They didn't know what was wrong. They couldn't find out what it was. And then finally, you know, after one doctor and after so many different tests, they sent me to you, but you knew what it was right away and you got me taken care of. And I just want you to know, I went through a lot of pain and time till finally I was able to get it handled with you. And I just wish that I hadn't had to suffer for so long. And so she hit me right in the soft spot, you know, which I'd already been thinking about. And so it was one of those days, like, well, was it with, I think it was St. Vincent's on the fifth floor, but the sun was shining in the window and I'm sitting there next to her on the bed. And I said, you know, Ms. Rodriguez, I've been thinking the same thing. You know, I wish that people never got sick at all. I wish there was a way that you all could keep yourselves healthy and never have to see a doctor, never have to even have dis-ease or infirmities. And there would be a way that we'd have self-care and we would stay ahead of all of this having to take care of things after they've already collapsed or crashed in terms of any kind of illness. And so she looks at me. Maybe you can imagine if you know someone like this who you sort of trust. So I trusted this lady, sort of had a heart connection with her. And she looks at me and she says, Dr. Barry, if anybody can find it, you can find it. Go look. And so, you know, I'm sitting on the bed, sun's coming in. I'm looking at Mrs. Rodriguez and I went, okay, all right, God's speaking, I'm going. So I made a plan after that, that about every 3 months, I would go somewhere in the United, first I started in the United States, then Central America, then South America, on my own dime, to look for, is there something alternative besides medications, pharmaceuticals, surgical procedures that are all fine, but it's still treating you after you're sick. And I wanted life, as you know, at least 30 years ago, was pretty much predictable that people go like this, like this, like this, and then they sort of expect to go down over time with age. And I had this sense from all my studies in physics and other scientific pursuits that there had to be a complement that would be matching that that possibly could allow people to really take hold of their entire, not only physical condition, but your mental condition, your emotional condition, and have it be natural and not have to be something that you had to change yourself, that you would be okay. And so, as you could imagine, over 30 years ago, Los Angeles was not anything with alternative medicine. I mean, the only thing we had that was alternative, Winchell's Donuts. I mean, we didn't really have anything. I mean, we had nothing. We didn't even have health food stores. There was a couple of vitamin shops, but that was it. And so when I started going on these little trips for like a week, and I would teach, which was already part of my profession, endoscopic surgery, I would go to different cities. And then I would talk to the doctors there and I would ask them and say, okay, you know, now that I've shown you all the latest stuff that we've got here in LA, what do you have this alternative? Tell me. And they would go, well, you're teaching us. I mean, why is it that you want to know something else? I go, because I'm looking for that. I really believe there might be something else. And they go, well, you know, so I ended up learning so many things. I ended up learning acupuncture. I ended up learning osteopathy. I ended up learning, water therapy, crystal therapy, spent time at Esalen, did Vision Quest, Native Americans, just learned so many great things, but none of those things were things that I thought that each individual patient that I had could then take and it was going to get them ahead of the curve. In other words, stay not only healthier, but that you could become your own doctor, your own very clear, smart person who's almost like your own guru. And so then I went to Central America, Philippines, and even observed psychic surgery, and went to South America and worked down there. And even for a while, I didn't look like this. I used to have in South America, I had long hair, and I was inducted into being a shaman and had, you know, paint on your face and walking on glass and all these things, these feats that they want you to do. And also down there in South America and in Central America is way before what's become popular now, which is plant-based medicine. This was just take a leaf off of one of these plants, and then we take all that smoke in from that, and you would get a maximum concentration of whatever is the medicinal quality that had been handed down in their traditions. And some of those things, you know, absolutely, there was an effect, you know, just like LSD, there's an effect. The problem is that two or three days later, there's a down phase where your body has to recover, and then you're really no better off than you started, but you had an experience. And also you can bring all those smoke things that I actually brought them back to use in my office on occasion, but you couldn't bring them to the hospital because they run off all the smoke detectors. And then the IRB was absolutely against it because none of the stuff was, you know, super pure. It was just different plant products. And it was exciting to see that there was other ways of addressing the body from a different angle, but it still wasn't what I needed. And so year after year, I kept every 3 months going someplace else. And as you could imagine, since I was in a medical building where my office, where my main office was, and there's other surgeons in the building, they would come by every once in a while and go, is he here or is he gone on a trip again? And the vet would say, he's here. And he says, well, did he find it yet? He's not going to find it. There's no some other thing out there. He's looking for the fountain of youth. He should just be happy that he's chief of the department and continue to do his work in surgery. So I did maintain, you know, the cutting edge as far as my own Western medicine profession, but I still wasn't going to give up. And so after the second year and third year of going to different places, I decided to go throughout Europe. So like every place that I went was useful. In England at that time, the thing that was valuable, I think, was the Bach remedies. And in France, it was all the flower remedies. And I brought back all these aerators and I was putting them into my office. And again, of course, the hospital wouldn't let you do it. But in my office, I had them to test to change, you know, the atmospheric sense, because, you know, your nerve passages from your nose go straight to your head. So French were very much interested in something besides wine and cheese, which later turned out to be just as important as I guess, you know, because lifestyle in France is called the French paradox, is that they've, for many, many years, they're not a blue zone, but they live a much better life in terms of enjoying life. And and people want to blame it on the wine, the cheese, but actually they take a break every day, which has been studied, at a certain time of the day. And then everybody chills and everybody gets together. And that human connection actually is one of the things that does help. So, I mean, every place I went, I learned something different besides getting to meet some great people. But you can see after about 4 years, I'm still maintaining my practice. I still haven't found it. So went to Africa and learned a lot there. Went throughout Asia, and it was Korea, Japan. I learned phenomenal things there in terms of the whole samurai background and what it meant to be someone, you know, who has Bushido, all the different things that are so important with their way of looking at life from a very strict, I guess you know the guy's name, Musashi, the guy with the swordsman. Yeah, so that culture was very serious and very important to learn. And in Greece, it was Stoicism was extremely important to pull in. All these things had beneficial effects, but still, it wasn't something I could bring back to every patient and say, this is what you're going to learn to do, and this is, you're going to be able to be your own doctor. So it wasn't until like around, I think, 6.5, almost the 7th year that I'd been around the globe, almost 160, I'd been 160,000 miles. I still hadn't found it, and I was working in China. And when I went to China, it was mainland China, and I'm sure you've seen pictures. You've probably never experienced it. But when I went there, there was no cars. It was rickshaws. The only people who had cars was the government. And it was pretty amazing. And streets were packed, and it was just post Mao Zedong. So they were just having still a lot of people still wearing those outfits that were all buttoned down the center because those were government issue. But I had a blast there. Plus, I loved the Chinese food, and the Chinese people were very, very nice. And one day while I was working in one of the hospitals there, I walked past the library and I saw this picture of a in a book of a guy in these very traditional robes with his fingers like this treating a patient about 6 feet away, a wound. And then it keeps showing that it got better and better and that it was resolved. And so I went, this is what I've been looking for. This is something that nobody else has been able to come up with. By that time, I already was working in the pharmacy, quote unquote, in the Chinese hospital, just because I wanted to learn their herbology, which was way more intense than what we have here. Way intense. I mean, the whole place looked like, I swear, Harry Potter filmed there when they did their scene of where all these little tiny drawers, and they'd be yelling at me at 5:30 in the morning, go take this, get that drawer. And I would stick my hand inside this drawer, and my Mandarin wasn't that well, so I didn't know what I was going to pull out yet. And sometimes it was, you know, swallows, saliva. Once it was a bat wing, sometimes it was spiders, all these things we'd boil and make a potion out of them. And then we'd serve them to the patients. And I mean, I learned a lot about what the body can tolerate and what was the reason for combining the whole Chinese medicine, traditional, if anybody who's ever worked in that, and the Yellow Emperor, all that. I thought I was in great shape until I saw this photo. So I went to the chief and I said, listen, this is the guy I want to meet. This is what I've been looking for all these years. And he said, impossible, forget it. It's
oh, really?
And I said, why not? He said, everybody loves you here. You're doing great. The thing is, he's a national treasure. He's the grandmaster of the descendants from Lao Tzu, who's the originator of the yin-yang symbol. And he said, you have to have a badge. You have to have government, you know, privileges to get there. And plus, even if he does see you, he's not that nice of a person. He's very edgy, and it costs a tremendous amount of money. And so even we as Chinese don't get to see him unless it's a very special deal. So I said, I still want to meet him. Well, what happened was about, I think, a couple weeks later, one of the patients I had to take care of was a very high-level person in the government. As remember, I told you, the government's the only people that have cars. They were the only people that really could get anything done in that country. There wasn't rickshaws. And after I finished his procedure, it was a colonoscopy, his commandant, the guy who's just underneath him, met me in the hall. And this is like, I don't know if you've seen in China, but they have these very big hats in the military that make them look very impressive. And he said, how did it go, doc? I said, I got, tumor was huge, but I got it out. He doesn't have to have any other surgeries. This will be fine. You can just get started tomorrow on everything as he was going to, because he was going to have to present. And so he said, you're lucky. And I said, why? He said, well, you Americans don't know. This is old China. And if anything had gone wrong, I doubt if you'd have left China. And I said, really? He said, yeah. Those are the days that things were not just, you know, like they are now. I mean, that was the days before that situation where, remember the guy who was in front of the tanks with the cigarette and was trying to stop the tanks? Is way before then. So it was definitely not the, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. But anyway, he said, so here, we want to acknowledge you. So what would you like? Would you like us to finance something? Do you want us to give you a trip? I said, no, I want to meet that guy who's at the monastery at the very top. And he said, that's hard. That's going to be really hard. I said, well, ask when the big general wakes up and see if it's possible. So but actually they arranged it. So, but they said, you have a limited amount of time. He doesn't speak that much English at all. He has a translator, and you're going to be on your own. So anything can happen. So as it turned out, whoever took me, I didn't even know them. I'm riding on the back of their motorcycle. The motorcycle broke down. Then I had to walk the rest of the mountain up there till finally I got to the monastery where he was at one of the sacred mountains. And then my jaw dropped because I saw him actually treating people and being a scientist myself and knowing that if somebody's faking it or if they're really doing something that's really working, it's repetitive and it works on every kind of patient, every kind of problem. And I saw him treat one person after another, people that came up with big incisions, people who were like shaking like this, who had terrible infections or terrible seizures, all kinds of skin problems, things that in the United, eye problems, heart problems, and he was able to fix it without having to touch the patient. And so I was thrilled. So I got in a relationship with him, not a big one. It was very small in the beginning, but I said, you know, where I was from and introduced myself. And he said, okay, we'll let you come back in. You know, you can study us. So I said, great. So then the first year I would just come back and forth from the US and find out where he was located. And then I'd take all my notes. And the most important thing in my notes was that I wanted to keep seeing if there was follow-up on these patients that he'd seen to see really what they look like afterwards. And more, I kept seeing people that shouldn't have made it under any circumstances, people with cancers, people with, one guy was brought up the mountain with all these, I think he had 24 breaks in his shoulder, and he was able to go back to work. And I saw him lifting things and we talked. And so one day the Grand Master says to me, he says, would you like to learn? And I said, it'd be my dream to learn this. This would be fantastic. And he said, yeah, I have to warn you though. There's two things that are really not great about what you want to do. He says, I know you've got all these degrees and I know you're from the US and you have all this credentials and stuff, but over here in this discipline that's 5,000 years old, you're starting from scratch. And the only way I'm going to be able to train you is the same way everybody's been trained 5,000 years is by challenges. There's no books on this, which I'd already tried to go around the corner and gone to the Library of Congress in Washington the first couple of times and try to say, there's got to be a book on this. And the only books, Lao Tzu never wrote a book. He had one little tiny book that was taken from his students who had him just took notes as he was going out of town, leaving town. And the reason you know that is if you ever get an original version, the cover of the book shows a donkey, but the back of a donkey and his back showing that he's leaving. It's not showing his front. In other words, it's showing he's leaving. And this is what he's imparted, like Socrates before he took the hemlock, you know. So the point was, yes, there was the Tao Te Ching, and yes, there's Taoism and those things that you could look up and learn about. But that wasn't this healing modality. That wasn't that patients could actually have miraculous changes. It was more or less a philosophical and a martial arts type of investigation of everything that was known about him, except this one book. And so then he trained me with challenges. He says, so I just want you to know that there's no malpractice here. And so if you get hurt, you're on your own. Two, it's very unlikely you're going to make it all the way to the top, which is what you want. And three, people die trying to get through the challenges because most of them are very dangerous. And I said, okay, I still want to do it. So I then, over a period of years, would come back and forth to wherever he was in China. So I got to see a lot of different cities in China that were even more backward than you can even imagine, depending on why he wanted to go there. But I got to see him treat all kinds of people, and he would show me the different techniques until finally, you know, he said one time, his second lieutenant said, it's time for you to talk to the Grand Master personally. And I went, okay, that wasn't something I'm looking forward to. That must mean I must have done something or something, because up till that I was always too busy. So I met him in his room where, you know, typical doctor, you know, looking for, you know, what was the problem. And because I knew he was always too busy to do anything. So he's sitting cross-legged, the Buddha position, about 15 feet from me on this beautiful wooden floor in this room. And I walked in and immediately I knew the bows by that time. So I knew all the genuflections and everything, then finally sat down. And he's sitting there with a cup of tea and he's looking and he says,
Hey, your Inspired Tribe, I want to take a quick sec. I wanted to share something today with you that is really dear to my heart. And it's actually what keeps the entire ecosystem around the Inspired Evolution thriving, my one-on-one coaching. So it's basically coaching that helps you live a spiritually aligned life. I coach people from all different types of walks of life. These people are leaders and they're looking to have an incredible spiritual impact in the lives that they're leading for themselves and then also lead in alignment to their values. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Here's a few people that have also transformed through my coaching and here's what they have to say.
Amrit is a fantastic coach.
In a few sessions, he got to a depth that I'd only experienced before working with certain medicines. And
he's gone through a lot of the struggles that you're probably facing.
Then my corporate banking job wasn't really doing it.
You feel like you're not making progress towards your goals.
And Amrit's been a really strong, supportive figure in my journey.
I'm more in control of myself.
I'm kinder to myself.
I actually have that vision and a purpose.
I do feel like I'm a better version of myself already.
Amazing energy.
He was easy to talk to, which made me easy to trust him.
Working with Amrit at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and really I was bouncing out of bed.
Whenever I get off the calls with Amrit, best money we've ever spent.
I would not recommend him because I don't want everyone to know about him and then I won't be able to book him. If he gets too busy, I won't get my turn.
I would say absolutely.
There's no way you can work with Amrit for a period of time without being transformed.
So if you're considering him as a coach, do not hesitate because you won't be disappointed.
As you guys can see, there's a lot of people all over the world from all these different corners experiencing incredible transformations. I don't think, if I can say humbly myself, that there is anything quite like this somewhere else online. Most people that, you know, have channels that, you know, grow and grow and grow don't really focus on one-to-one offerings. I have just found that it is the most profound space where you can bring yourself in a private container and really just share what's going on for yourself. And if you want to book in for that call with me, touch base, it's www.amrit.coach/life. That's www.amrit.coach/life. There is a link in the show notes below to book in that call. And yeah, if you want to take your journey further, if you want to dive in deeper and you really want to live a spiritually aligned life, if it's for you, please do check it out. And without too much further ado, once again, for your spirit, for yourself, today's podcast.
And he's sitting there with a cup of tea and he's looking and he says, do you know why we decided to train you? And so right away, instead of saying, hello, how's it going? Nice to see you. It's been great seeing the results you're getting and you're treating people, you know, because I'd gone a lot of places with him in China and even Japan. I figured, oh no, this is one of those Zen moments. You know what I mean? A Zen moment where whatever the answer you think it is, that's not the answer. It's Zen. So he suddenly has snow. And I go, Jesus, this is suicide right now for me. I wasn't expecting this. So I start sweating. And I looked at him and I said, you know, and it just fell, went right down into my heart space. And I said, I'm going to tell you the truth.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Truth. I really don't know. I don't know. And he said, correct answer. Then he took a sip of his tea. He says, now I'll tell you. So I passed the first test, which was complete honesty, no matter what the conditions were, because what I thought he might want me to do was maybe show him how I could shoot energy off of the wall and have something, levitate, or whether maybe he wanted his grandson to get into UCLA medical school and he wanted to talk to me. I didn't know what the meeting was about until he asked me that question. And so then he started telling me about my past. And what was amazing was that I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I mean, he's grown up in the mountains of China. He knew everything about my life without my ever telling him or anyone else there that, all the way back to, he looked me very straight in the eye. He says, why, when you were very, very young and you were able to do healings on people, you stopped doing that? And no one else had known that. Not no one in my family. I'd always kept it private. I just went into medicine and figured someday this extra ability that I had would be useful. And he said, the reason we decided to train you is you came in the planet this time with the abilities, the sensors, to be able to encompass all of these different vibrations, to be able to understand them and help people. But we gave you a mode in which you could actually do it, something that has actually been worked out from Lao Tzu, rather than just having it be a thing you didn't understand. And so you are, successful, you've made it to the place you want to make. And so now you can go back and you can bring this, your goal, bring it to the West or anywhere you go. But you must know that you only give this energy to people who are going to make good use of it. And because the energy allows you to, the name of the energy in the old days was called Get Younger Energy, because you actually feel younger and you actually look younger. I've got so many photos of people over the years that we used to have them every time they came to my office, take a photograph, and then they would come back, 6 months later, and we'd take another photograph, and they couldn't believe it. Their friends would always go, have you had some work done? He had some type of, plastic surgery. And they go, no, that's nothing. It's this unusual kind of energy medicine. The reason it was called unusual is because, again, Los Angeles hadn't caught up. And so in those days, because I'm doing surgery still in the daytime, I'm still teaching a certain number of days a week. And then I was doing treatments with my own clients. When I'd ask them and say, well, you're not getting so well so fast in this traditional way. Would you like me to try something that I've learned while in my studies in China? Because all my patients knew that I was gone all the time. And so they all go, yes. And so then they kept coming back and telling their friends until finally there were so many people who wanted to get more and more treatments that I got invited to other cities and then was able to give lectures on how your body's actually made up of, if you know the acupuncture chart, has all these little dots all over it, right? Well, if you can imagine in this energy system, which actually is, Lao Tzu is even attributed by Einstein, that not only did he invent the yin-yang symbol, which is that black and white symbol that sort of has two edges on it and or two curlicues on it, and people have a lot of explanations about what that means, but it goes on and on. But Einstein said that, and so did many, many people after that, that really he was one of the first originators of quantum physics. And the difference between quantum physics and regular Newtonian physics, not to say Newtonian physics is wrong, you need it, but in quantum physics, it's a whole different game because you matter in quantum physics. If anyone studies that, you can look at Schrodinger's cat or any of the studies on is it a light wave or is it a light dot? And they were able to say, well, it depends on who's in the room, who's looking at it, that the human being interaction in everything makes a difference, so that you're that important into how it turns out here in reality. And remember, this body that we're living in is part of reality. So the fact that the physics of quantum made so much sense as I was learning how each one of these techniques to work on, whether we were working on somebody's liver problem and we saw people for every kind of problem. What's so good about this energy system is that everybody's naturally born with all these sensors in your body. They just get shut down as you enter into life after maybe some people it's maybe the first couple months in life, some people it's first year, second year, but you probably know people that when they're just real young, you go, that kid's connected for something. I mean, he's still connected to the other side. I don't know, but where is he getting all that? But then they lose it. So what it means is you have the birthright, which means that this whole treatment program that I was able to bring back is part of our birthright. So every human body gives you the right to be able to heal yourself and elevate your brain power, your longevity. As you know, one of my clients is Dave Asprey, a biohacker and bulletproof. And he always was coming to me in the beginning and saying, you know, I want to have longevity. I want to live a long time. And I said, Dave, to tell you the truth, what I think is more important is that if every day you felt better and you were stronger and you lived better, then I would want to extend that. But you got to learn these concepts first so that your body, even if somebody gives you drugs and makes you last a certain period of time, you're not going to be able to run in the Olympics at 100 unless you're taking care of business along the way. And what's so great about the Energy for Success modules that I've been able to bring back is that it works on 8 main areas. You want me to go into what those are? So it works on one that you actually, not only is the name of the discipline called Get Younger Energy or New Life Energy, because you actually feel that way, but you actually start to revive all parts of your body, which finally now is coming out in science that they say, oh yeah, now we understand that the brain has neuroplasticity. Well, when I said that 25 years ago, people were going, are you out of your mind? The brain is like set, and people are going to look at Alzheimer's is on the rise, and these practices are not going to help anybody's brain. And not true at all. My mother, if we got time to tell a story, do we have time? She's at 80. She was like most doctors' mothers. She knew more than me, right? Typical mother, right? So at 80, I said, you know, Mom, I think you're 80 now. You should start trying out all these things that I've got and use them, these different practices. There's physical, mental, auditory ones, visual, and your body will do all the work. It's going to be very, you know, straightforward, and I think it's good for you. She said, Barry, you know, I'm 80. I'm probably going to die. And I said, well, I think you're probably going to die anyway someday. So why don't you try it? So she said, okay. So I don't know about you, but arguing with your mother is not always easy. So I convinced her to start to do these practices each day. And then year after year, she got better and better and better, stronger and stronger, until finally at around the age of around 99 and a half, almost 100, she got admitted to the emergency room. And I got a call from the emergency room doc, and he says, hey, doc, your mom's here. And I said, yeah, I heard she fell. He said, that's not the problem. She'll get over that. It's not the worst break. He said, the problem is she's never used her insurance card. She's never used her Medicare card. She's on no medication since she's 100 years old. Is that crazy Chinese stuff that you learned? And I said, what do you think? He said, I want an appointment. I said, okay. Because my mother came in there, even though she banged her hip, and she's still reading books at 100, still with great eyesight, great memory, anti-Alzheimer, moving around, and also giving plenty of orders to the nurses about, you know, I don't want to stay here too long. So what I'm saying is that the whole process of you reviving your own brain cells has to do with the vibrational energy that you bring into your body every day. And since no one trains us to do that, you end up just sort of following the crowd, doing what everybody else is doing, which is whatever everybody else is eating at present or whatever else is following as a modality. But if any of those are really great, I think that, I don't know if you go into airports very often, but the magazines in the airports, the covers, they're the same every year. How to fix weight, how to fix losing your intelligence, how to have a relationship, all those things. And what was so great about the energy modalities is that in the eight areas, you work on all eight all the time. There's practices to work on all eight. So one of them is actually opening that other part of your brain. You know, most people, they say you only use 10% of your brain. Well, that's because there's this thing that I called it the Matrix, and it was about the time the movie came out. And that's another story. Actually, some people since then have called me the real Dr. Strange, but that's not what the thing is. The important point is that you can get physically stronger each day and more able and heal better by doing certain practices. You can have better relationships so that you're operating from your heart space all the time with people. And so, I mean, I have people who come every year, and they're part of a whole book of testimonials of people that just come because they want to find a soulmate. You know, nothing wrong with them. They just want to find somebody that they're going to stay with. They're not going to break up, and it's going to be a wonderful connection. And when your vibrations match, then your attraction to that person is not just physical, it's much deeper. And that's what will carry you through as a soulmate relationship. So I've had a lot of people have great, you know, where they never thought they were going to find a great relationship, have great relationships, get married, have kids, staying together now 10, 15 years, no problem. The other thing it works on is allowing you to be in the zone and flow, so that on command, you could be in zone and flow. And that's what a lot of people would say, how is it that you can do surgery during the day, and then you're doing your energy treatments at night, and then you're traveling on the weekend, and you're getting all this energy, and yet you don't seem to be ruffled about it. You're just ready to go. And I went, because I do the practices myself, and that puts you in zone and flow. That makes a great sense, and especially when I got into this whole phase where I was treating professional athletes, and they would go, we really don't care to understand any of this. All we want to do is be able to put the ball in the basket every time. And I said, okay, but you still have got to do the practices. So, and in those days, because it was so new, a lot of the names of the players, I would have them sign a sheet that said, you did not get treated by me. I did nothing for you. You have never seen me. And it was just a big disclaimer, so that, because some of them were in the papers later that they'd had a broken hand, and all of a sudden they were back playing, and no one could understand why and how that happened. So that now I don't have to have people sign the disclaimer, because people are more used to the fact that you don't have to have surgery for everything, that there's other ways, and to have your body be able to take over is the best. And so another one of the eight is that not only do you get smarter and start using that other 90% of your brain, but allows you to be more creative. You mentioned Tony. He's and I've worked together over the years, and sometimes he'd call and he'd go, I have to put a book out. And I go, great, you're a great writer. What's the problem? And of course, he doesn't call it 9 at night. It's midnight, because he's like up all the time. And I said, okay, so when's it due? He says, I have 3 weeks. I said, 3 weeks? He says, yeah. I said, I know you can do it. He says, I know we can do it. So I said, all right. So I gave him the techniques so that he could just like stay totally focused, totally creative. And that's another one of the eight, which is you want to be creative, because most of the joys of life is the discovery each day of this magnificent planet we're on. And what gets pulling you out is what I say is called this matrix of misinformation that all of us get from very young age. Matter of fact, most of the information you get is no, you can't do this, and no, you can't do that, and people don't do this, and just make sure that the test you get back doesn't have too many red marks on it, and that you've passed, and then you know everything. Well, you don't know anything in terms of what I wanted, which is you to be able to be your own doctor, your own guru, your own philosopher, your own person who could perceive how to make great decisions. And so, that's another one of the eight, that it allows you to actually have this acumen so that your reality in front of you is, and I think that's one of the things that we sent you, is people are always describing in meditation classes. I've trained a lot of people who are meditation, not only instructors, but people that are quite well known for that. And as you know, the problem with meditation is that people are always battling their brain and the thoughts and things coming up. And sometimes you have a good meditation, sometimes you don't. Sometimes it's a great experience. It's a great relaxation sometimes. But this discipline, this energy for success, is considered for 5,000 years is the fastest route to enlightenment, to get to that Satori state right away. And so the reason why it was never let out for the public and was kept only for the emperors was it was that powerful. So I mean, for the emperors and his gendarmes who are supposed to be protecting him, because this energy allows people to be very, very physically prowess, make great decisions, which really helps. And then also that your serendipity about things that you really would like to have happen start happening that you weren't really working on so much. You know, that thing that we call coincidences, and everybody goes, oh, can you believe this happened? And I always tell people, Doc, you have no idea what I'm going to tell you. And I go, I hear that every day. And I said, please tell me. And so the fact that you increase your like luck, your the joy of being alive. And so that's another one, the eighth, that you're like your whole experience. I think we were talking before getting on camera is that you don't have to make yourself happy. You don't have to like inject something to bring this excitement and joy of being not only alive, but being able to participate in life in whatever direction you want to go. And that's, I think that's one of the things that it's already been shown, that if people can stay in that state, they've even done a study on smiling, as I guess you know, that the kids smile and laugh 400 times a day and adults maybe four. That's it. And it all matches dis-ease and the fact that we walk around worrying all the time. If you listen to the Matrix, it's always about the next problem, the next emergency, rather than I'm good. I can handle this. Whatever it is, it's new, it's creative. I'm going to be able to do it. I've got the wherewithal to go bit by bit and be successful. So in each one of those eight categories, there's practices that we have people work on each day, whether they watch the video or they listen to audios or they do the physical practices. And they allow you to put yourself in gear for whatever it is you want to accomplish, whether you want to write a book, whether you want to write a play. I'm just thinking just some of the recent clients, whether you want to take on a sport. I mean, I had a guy come, he's 76 years old. And so his name was Joe. And Joe's a tailor and really nice guy from old Italy. And Joe says, Doc, you know, it's been my dream. And I know that you say that serendipity and having your dreams come back, doesn't matter what age you are, you can pull them back in with this energy. And I've been in your courses now for 2 years and I'm getting all kinds of results. And my wife says that I'm really like I was when I first married her. And so we've got a great relationship, but I want to become a pilot. And I said, well, you're a little bit up there in years. How are you going to pass the physical test? He said, you're going to show me the practices so that I can get my eyesight working and my, my flexibility and everything so that I can pass the test. And then eventually he did get his pilot's license. And I used to do a course in a place in the Midwest. And he would then, on those days that I do the course, he would buzz the parking lot in the airplane. And I've got photos of him standing there with an aviator jacket. And by that time he was 80 years old, but looking as proud as you can be. And that's life. That's why you were born. That's why you came here, to have that experience of your own self proficiency, your growing and prowessness versus the other thing, which is the Matrix, which is all about contraction. Because really, the yin yang symbol is only two colors. And the one side is growth, which is what you and I thrive on. The growth is movement. Growth is being able to get stronger and better. And a tree starts out as a little tiny seed, and then eventually becomes this huge, huge tree that keeps growing and growing. And that's considered life. That's what we enjoy. The opposite, the contrary force, the Matrix, is all about contraction. So if you take a plant and you don't water it and no sunshine and no fertilizer, eventually it just shrinks and then finally disappears into the universe. Those two forces are really the two forces that we're up against all the time. The trouble is that what's happened to our planet is that people have gotten seduced or fooled that the matrix or the worry system or the angry system or the reactive system or the no trust system or that there isn't a way that we can all have it work for everybody system is the popular news. People don't even doubt it anymore. And what I wanted to find was that if you could go around and every day you woke up and you went, hey, is the sun up yet? I'm ready to go. It's life. You know, what am I going to do today? What am I going to create? If you had that approach, then people, even if you ran into somebody who wasn't happy or was disturbed or something, and, you know, they ran into you and knocked you or something, you'd go, hi, can I help you? But, and if you had the energy, but if, but for imagine for your audience, if you had the flu, if you know some people, when you get the flu, I mean, and they call you and you're in bed or whatever, and they say, can you do this and this? And you go, I can't do anything. Just leave me alone. That's what I'm stay here until finally all the discomfort goes away. And so really that's just showing you that when your energy is being drained, when you're not being able to combat your immune system, this is being increased every day, then you're more susceptible to being the contraction phase of physics. Because there's only two things going on at every moment. You're either growing or you're not growing. And not growing is not a middle place, it's the other place. It's the deterioration place. So I don't know if you've ever skied, snow skied or water skied, but in skiing, you know that when you're skiing and your skis are going and then all of a sudden you feel like there's a little slippage or something, you immediately get a signal and you bring it back. And so you're very alert to how to keep yourself balanced and going in the direction you want to go. But in terms of your own being able to have great relationships with your family and yourself and your significant others, your colleagues, and being able to get, you know, really bright and excited about life and being able to have your brain work for you in a great way all the time and physically getting stronger. There's no real support system for that that's out there. There's a lot of, like when I was studying in Germany, they have, had a great time in Germany. They had all these electrical machines, you know, like the Rife machine and things like that, that they put all these pulses through you. And yes, they're fantastic, but you'll see the machine for years. It's always been similar. This is, you just pick your disease, what's wrong with you or what you want, then you turn on the vibration, and then that's supposed to ameliorate whatever symptoms you've got. As far as having you be stronger, as far as you knowing what to do the next day to become more and more able to have that curve, instead of going like this as you get older, to actually go like this, so you're actually getting stronger and more functional. Everything that's out there doesn't really give us that access. So that's why I've always been so excited about having these programs and why I created the videos and the audios, so that people could just either watch them or listen to them over the past 17 years of people. And everybody writes in that they get great, great, great results.
Dr. B, do they choose, do you work on all eight areas simultaneously, or do you self-diagnose and select which areas you want to work on, or do you come to someone like yourself to help us determine which areas we need to work on?
If you're, okay, so there's, let's talk about everybody regular. All of us need to work on all eight all the time. It should be sort of like how you take care of your health. And it's not that difficult. 20 minutes a day, and you just watch the videos or listen to the audio. If you do more, you'll be more able. But if you're somebody like, there's a guy who came in, of course, I'm not going to use his name, but he's a country western singer, and he said, I've got to, you know, I've blown up. I'm now super successful, and I've got to play to the stadium with thousands and thousands of people, and you have to have it so that I'm like able to give my best performance, you know, so that he could actually be there and be the artist that he always is when he's in a small area versus in a huge stadium where everybody, you're worried whether you're even going to get your music. And since then, he's just gotten really, really successful. So it doesn't matter which of the eight. For him, he wanted creativity, and he also wanted the whole process, which I think psychology, I have so many psychology clients and psychiatry clients, not because their modality doesn't necessarily have value. It's just that, as one psychologist told me, and we actually have her on tape, I said, why did you start using the energy for success? She said, because I play your audios in the waiting room, and I send the clients home with them. And then when they actually see me, they can hear what I'm saying. So my productivity and getting my message across is so much more effective that it's a blessing. So it's a win-win. So I said, great. So it's not like any modality that's already out there doesn't have still value, but who you are becoming every day is really now with these videos and tapes that I've got for people to use, your opportunity to make every bump along the way in life a success. It really doesn't matter if you wanted to make a lot of money. We've had a lot of people who wanted to be extremely financially successful. And I had a lot of fun with a lot of people showing them that really it didn't matter what your background was. If you wrote, everybody knows about writing goals, I'm sure from your class, or vision boards and trying to visualize that you're going to have it happen. And if that really worked, there'd be people on the corner that's going, everybody should do this. But it's intermittent. And the reason it's intermittent is because all of these sensors, which are like, your apartment, your house, you know, those circuit breakers, those things that to allow the electricity to work and when the stops.
Switchboard.
Yeah. So imagine that's all energy for success is. It's like you've got like a trillion circuit breakers all over your body. And with these vibrations that you listen to or you're watching, they open up those circuit breakers. So then you've got the energy to go out and use it for what goals you want to have. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we always have to include with people who start out is that we want to show them how to write goals correctly, because you're going to start accomplishing things much faster, and you're going to run out of goals if you don't have a future to keep looking forward to something. So, I mean, I was thinking about this one guy who he wanted to get into out here in Los Angeles, they call it the industry, movies and TV. And so I said, well, what's your background? He goes, soccer. I said, you were on a soccer scholarship in college? Great. And what about writing? He said, no, I just enjoy doing it by myself. And I said, is anybody in your family connected to the industry? And he goes, no. And I go, but he's a really nice guy. And so I said, and you want to use the energy to do what? He says, I want to be a writer I want to do movies. And I said, okay. So you know the odds of that in Hollywood, right? You've heard about that. It's like a death zone. They eat themselves every year, a new crowd, and they just chew them up. So I said, okay, we'll do it. So I started him out on a program, and he was writing his goals specifically, and he kept doing the physical practices, the ones that are the guided breathing visualizations, and he would do them as he would go to these different places and apply for any kind of job, just wanted to get in the industry. So he ended up getting the guy who carries coffee. So he starts at the very bottom. Okay. He's carrying coffee around to all these different, people who are writing for different shows, and they got to know him. And so before he would go past the writer's pool, he always would do all these practices that I showed him to get set up. So his whole body was like totally had a field that was out to here. And he'd say, here's your coffee. How are things going? Everybody said, it's great getting to see you. Why are you really here? He goes, oh, someday I'd love to learn to write. They said, hey, listen, we're always working on new shows. If you want to send in a script, you can. No one's going to care. And he said, really? He said, yeah. I said, just make sure we get our coffee. So he ended up sending in scripts, and then the head guy who's above these guys who were in the writer's pool called them and said, who wrote this script about this whole thing that I wasn't expecting? And they said, The guy who carries coffee, they said, you need to have him write more scripts. So for a while, he wrote more scripts until finally they hired him. And then he became the head of a whole writing group in a very well-known company here. And then actually recently he got his soulmate, and so he got married, and he then went on to another company. But it, in other words, that old thing about lifting yourself by your own bootstraps and starting from wherever you are, you can still make it, is really true. It's just that no one has ever given us the chance to keep ourselves growing in the face of the matrix, because the matrix is sort of like a trickster. It's in India, they call it Maya. That is that thing that sort of represents adversity. And what your audience is going to learn about if they, you know, take any of the things that we've set up for them that they can take advantage of, is that really all the obstacles that we have, that we're supposed, that we face in life, are only there for the same reason we talked about earlier, which is for you to choose. We're really the choosers. We're the experiencers and the choosers. With this body, we get to experience being able to go up and down on a trampoline. It's great fun. You choose to do that or you're not. But if you don't choose to stay healthy, then going up and down a trampoline isn't very, very much fun. So if you're choosing that you want to constantly get stronger and healthier and smarter, then the world is wide open to you. And so this whole thing about what people are doing now, which is a lot of people are looking for different jobs, it's not difficult, because who doesn't want to hire somebody who's motivated, is sharp as a tack, wants to learn everything that's you've got to offer there. And this part that has to do in the grade eight about relationships, you always become a what I call a WWW person, a win-win-win person. So yes, you get your victory win, but also the person that's your colleague or who you're working with or working for, they win. And then the environment, hello, environment, also wins. So whatever you're doing, it complements the whole process of life. And then life, which is growing, moving, gets to feed itself so that we have everybody. It doesn't matter whether it's someone down at the grocery store or it's someone you meet at a game, or whether you're working, that person potentially is just as good a buddy or gal friend of yours than anybody. And you have the ability to access to them right away from the heart space and see if they're the kind of person I call them a type one person, which is that they're always interested in being win-win. And I consider the matrix to be sort of promoting win-lose, which is somebody tries to get away with something and they think they're really doing great, like Madoff or something, but they always end up, you know, getting brought down. But the problem is our society for all these years, and I'm talking about around the globe, has been sort of overwhelmed by that there's no options for people other than trying to get an edge on other people, rather than why don't you get an edge on that you're going to be your best and better than your best in each of these eight categories every day, and bring along with you your spouse, your colleagues, your best friend, the person you want to start a podcast with. All those things are valuable. If people start to see that there's enough that you haven't uncovered, just like my mother at 80, that you uncovered there's all these books she hadn't read, so she became this reading phenom. And the other guy I'm talking about, who is got the job being a writer after not having, you know, any of the credentials, it's not credentials, it's you have it inside of you to do that. One last thing I think is useful, especially at this period of history. There was a lady that came to me, and sort of short, and she lived with three sisters and her mom in sort of not too nice a condo. And she said, you know, we have no money and I'm going through college, but I want to make it big. And I said, fine, what is it you want to make it big doing? What's going to be your thing? She says, well, I thought that I'd really like to be good into sales, and I'd like to become like the best sales person that there ever was. And I went, okay, so if you looked at in interviewing her, is there anybody in your family that's like really great at sales where you're learning all this? Is it anybody motivating you? She says, no, nobody in my family's doing anything. I'm pretty much on the dole. And so I said, all right, here's what you do. You're going to write these goals about financial, about increasing your income better than you could have ever expected. And she says, no, I already know how much I'm on. I said, how much? And she said, it's a big number. And I went, have you ever made even close to that? She goes, no, nothing like that. No, there's very little money I've made every year. And I've had just odd jobs. So I said, okay, we're going to have you work on bringing, because see, you have it in your sensors. You have it in your innate abilities to bring it out. And her goal was to become the best salesperson at any company she would work at and then go up the ladder. And then, believe it or not, she became so assiduous about doing all the physical practices, all the, listening to the guided breathing visualizations every day. Instead of doing 20 minutes, I think she did like 40 minutes every day, that she got hired by this IT company, the very bottom, but turned out to be their best salesperson. And somebody, and everybody wanted to figure out, why are you so good? We just hired you. You're just like a complete novice. Are you just lucky or something? So they didn't believe it her first year when she got this big paycheck, which is more money than anybody in her family had ever made, plus bonus, but still no really credentials. And nobody really said, it's nice having you here. They go, you're just lucky or something. Second year, she did even better, you know, and she's still doing these techniques. So the people start to interview her. Where are you getting this ability, girl? You have no training. You know, you didn't go to Wharton Business School. What's going on? And then finally, in her third year, they had her speak to all the different, this IT company grew during that time. They had her speak to all the salespeople throughout the whole United States and Europe on how she started from zip. And just by connecting to all of the clients and seeing how we can make it win-win, that I want to serve you and I really want you to have the best product possible, whether you buy from me or not. And let me find out everything about all your needs and really get involved in a relationship with them. And then also bringing this wonderful energy space into the conversation, the people would just, she said, people just would call her back and say, yeah, I want to buy from you. And she's, and so over and over again, she's gone up the ladder till now she's been able to buy a house. She found her perfect soulmate, just had a baby. In other words, all the things that you would consider a complete life are not supposed to be denied you. You don't have to go experience yourself that I'm a caterpillar and someday I'm going to be a butterfly. No, you're already a butterfly. It's just that to open up those sensors so you can start your wings flapping and being able to move towards a direction where you're successful is just using these techniques, because it's all based on quantum physics. And lots of stories about people every week that come from all over the world, your whole constituency. When you told me the areas that you cover on the whole side, both sides of the globe, and I get to be invited to a lot of places. And what thrills me is when I see people go out and do really great things, either to take care of, you know, their whole C-suite, that they start having a company that starts getting very high ratings as far as not only their productivity and their creativity, but also a great place to work. And I'm just thrilled that humanity can now pull itself forward without having to take, you know, if you open your pantry, all the pills and supplements you've bought, at one time you thought they were going to do something, you're still holding on to them and you don't have those problems maybe now anymore. And yet you still don't have anything to keep you stronger every day. And so that's why Energy for Success for me has been something that is part and parcel of having a great life, continuously staying young and vibrant, and also being able to find that growing is a wonderful thing. The magic of discovering, the fascination of all the whether you believe in God, Mother Nature, the universe, the magic source power that has originated all this, you know, is pretty great stuff, but people don't have time to connect to it or with learn these techniques they've never had where they can realize that you're being fed energy all the time. I mean, a long time ago, I used to tell people, what do you think of trees? And they go, yeah, trees, what about them? I see them sometime. I say, well, you know, really, I was trying to get people to understand that you're so connected to every single part of everything that the energy flows between you and trees, you and mountains, you and land, and all that is usable. And I said, and science eventually will show all that. But with trees, it's pretty easy because, you know, we as human beings, we're able to create CO2, but we live on oxygen. So if the tree outside there, the green tree, it doesn't keep producing oxygen, little molecules like a little carpet wave coming towards your nose, and you're not breathing that in 8 minutes, you're out. So really, when someone said, I used to ask, well, where do you think your lungs are? And they said, well, my lungs are right here in my chest. I said, no, not really. Your lungs are just as much in that tree as they are in your chest because both of them are dependent on each other. And that's a good thing because the way it was set up is that's a vibration of CO2 and O2 that are working back and forth. And there's all these different other vibrations, whether you understand the exact physics or not, that allow you to be able to do handstands if you want to learn how to do it. It's up to you.
Dr. Barry, you've provided us a gift for those that are tuning in here today on Inspired Evolution, energyforsuccess.com/inspired. It's a rapid vibrational transformation technique. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
The reason that those got created over the years is that I would do a treatment, and if I did a treatment with someone and personally, and I can do it either in person or can do it over phone, video, but if I did a treatment, your whole energy level for quite a while in all 8 areas goes from here to here. And yet everybody kept calling me and saying, well, now what am I do? I said, well, I've created these audios that you can listen at home and then just keep making your goals and keep me informed as to what's happening. And then if something really big comes, then you can come back for a treatment. But otherwise, I think you can do all this on your own, which was my goal anyway. And so the rapid transformational vibrational techniques, I've got some that are 5 minutes long, some are 20 minutes long. I have a world peace one that's about 45 minutes long. But what happens with those is that they emit the vibrations. What's embedded in them, even though I'm talking, is it in the presentation. I'm taking you through different levels of, if you know the chakra system, the different colors in your body, if you go up the chakras of your body, the different vibrational levels to your crown chakra. If you can imagine that, if you imagine there's many, many, many more layers of that. And what I do in these guided breathing visualizations, these rapid transformational audios, that depending on whether you wanted something for, I'm going to go into the courtroom and I want to be totally brilliant and be able to defend my client, to open up your brain right away. You listen to it for 10 minutes, go in there and you're good. If you wanted to go run a race, like I have people that compete in major athletics, then you listen to the ones that have to do with being physically really strong. There's ones that have to do with becoming really great on taking exams. I have some people taking their law, like trying to get their law degree. And so they've got to take that major exam and they're all listening to the guided breathing visualizations, these rapid transformational techniques. But you don't have to, what's so great about this whole modality, which was all the way back from Lao Tzu, it's just based on physics and it all fits together. So you don't have to understand it. Like I have a whole set of the audios that mothers use for their children so that the children sleep through the night. And for kids who have nightmares or wet the bed, it all stops. Whereas before that, they went to therapy, they went, you know, all the medication, it didn't work. But they listen to the different vibrations, which takes your body and equalizes out all the different areas where you may have either blockages or there's things where needs to be repaired, where you need to start accelerating the growth there. And that vibration goes in and your body takes over. So then by the time you wake up, you're fresh and you're ready to go. So people, even me, I listen to, when I'm on the airplane, I listen to them. I listen to them at nighttime because it immediately will take you up the mountain of enlightenment to whatever level you want to go. So a lot of people who are deep meditators and people that want to do out of body and things like that, which I don't want your clients doing. But if you want to have the full experience of what you were looking for in meditation, if you listen to these RTVTs, these rapid transformational vibrational techniques, you just listen to what I'm saying and then do your meditation, you'll find your meditation just rockets, just goes through the roof. So whatever you are looking for by your Tai Chi, your Qigong, I've had people who wanted to get their belts in all types of martial arts. They listen to these guided breathing visualizations, and then their whole body becomes what's called 360. You start to recognize that you have sensors in the front of your body, in the back of your body, and you can sense if there's anything around you all the time, so that you really are much safer as you're moving through life than whether you were a person who just tried to, you know, keep your eyes focused and keep thinking. I have a number of people who are in the movies or in just teaching martial arts. And they say that's one of the most valuable things because, you know, you want to be able to block somebody. You don't want to have to break their neck. So if you're in anticipation, which is one of the eights, which is positive anticipation, and you're really keeping the four A's, which goes with these. You'll hear this often in some of the materials that I put out, that you're always just becoming alert, aware, accurate as to what's really going on in reality. You're not being confused by worries and concerns, and becoming affable. Then listening to these audios, and then we have videos that are longer where I go through other topics on like how to physically improve in part of your body, or how to make a tremendous financial success in anything that you wanted to do. I mean, I've even had people, when I was really getting adventuresome, at one time I had a slew of guys coming in and gals who were gamblers. And they were, can I use this in gambling? Can I use this in Vegas? And I said, yes. I said, but you know, you just have to do the practices, because, you know, when I first worked with one of these guys who was, he said he was pretty successful at poker and in these tournaments. And so I said, well, what do you think makes you successful at poker? And he says, well, I can count cards and I can remember, and I pretty much know what's going on. And I said, well, believe it or not, with the energy, you're going to be able to detect what other people are planning all around the table, you know? And he says, oh, you mean like a tell? I said, yeah, what certain people have as far as their reaction to what is in their hand, you'll be able to pick that up right away. So you'll have a lot more of a sixth sense on whether you really want to go big on a bet or small on a bet. And people use that just to show that, you know, even in something that's, you know, most people wouldn't consider a normal job, which is playing cards, that it has usage. So as far as getting healthier, financially more successful, the listening or watching to these videos allows you to have what's embedded in them, the vibrations that it opens up, the circuit breakers or the sensors in your body.
Hey, your Inspired Tribe, I want to take a quick sec. I wanted to share something today with you that is really dear to my heart, and it's actually what keeps the entire ecosystem around the Inspired Evolution thriving, my one-on-one coaching. So it's basically coaching that helps you live a spiritually aligned life. I coach people from all different types of walks of life. These people are leaders and they're looking to have an incredible spiritual impact in the lives that they're leading for themselves, and then also lead in alignment to their values. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. here's a few people that have also transformed through my coaching, and here's what they have to say.
Amrit is a fantastic coach.
In a few sessions, he got to a depth that I'd only experienced before working with certain medicines.
He's gone through a lot of the struggles that you're probably facing.
Then my corporate banking job wasn't really doing it.
You feel like you're not making progress towards your goals.
And Amrit's been a really strong, supportive figure in my journey.
I'm more in control of myself.
I'm kinder to myself.
I actually have that vision and a purpose.
I do feel like I'm a better version of myself already.
Amazing energy.
He was easy to talk to, which made me easy to trust him.
Working with Amrit at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and really I was bouncing out of bed.
Whenever I get off the calls with Amrit, best money we've ever spent.
I would not recommend him because I don't want everyone to know about him, and then I won't be able to book him. If he gets too busy, I won't get my turn.
I would say absolutely.
There's no way you can work with Amrit for a period of time without being transformed.
So if you're considering him as a coach, do not hesitate, because you won't be disappointed.
As you guys can see, there's a lot of people all over the world from all these different corners experiencing incredible transformations. I don't think, if I can say humbly myself, that there is anything quite like this somewhere else online. Most people that, you know, have channels that, you know, grow and grow and grow don't really focus on one-to-one offerings. I have just found that it is the most profound space where you can bring yourself in a private container and really just share what's going on for yourself. And if you want to book in for that call with me, touch base, it's www.amrit.coach/life. That's www.amrit.coach/life. There is a link in the show notes below to book in that call. And yeah, if you want to take your journey further, if you want to dive in deeper and you really want to live a spiritually aligned life, if it's for you, please do check it out. And without too much further ado, once again, for your spirit, for yourself, today's podcast. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I'll put a link to that in the show notes below. Also, I'll link us up to energyforsuccess.com. I'll put a link to that in the show notes below as well. Dr. Barry, it's been such an incredible journey that you've been on over your lifetime to able to, yeah, and all the synchronicities. And as you described earlier, it's just been such a, it was always meant to be your path to bring this to the world. And I think it's just such a blessing for us to be able to tap into these resources at this time. And I'm really grateful that you've afforded our audience an opportunity to connect into, a taste of what it's like to be able to connect into the energy and the frequency to be able to shift and turn on. I think it's 1,000 senses plus just through this actual, this recording as well. So I'll put it through in the show notes below. For those that want to find out more, Dr. B, is the website the best place to go? Energyforsuccess.com.
Actually, the best thing to do would be if you go to energyforsuccess.com, there's a number at the bottom to contact customer service, and you could just say, I want to find out more about this program or that program. But if everybody would just take advantage of this offer that we've got for them, which they can sort of get, try it out, they'll get an experience of it. And then they'll be given sort of a guideline on how to work their way at whatever rate they want to up the level of self-proficiency and prowess. So yes, if you go to energyforsuccess.com and you go to customer service and then type in, say, I want to know more about this and this, then Harmony or Vera, one of the ladies, will contact you back and set you up. But we already have it in this link, which is set up for them so that they can start to notice the changes right away. And I'm just telling you, make goals for what you want to have happen. People are going to be surprised that you're either going to start noticing that you feel better or that you're becoming like more able to like remember things. People are always worried about the short-term memory and long-term memory. I mean, so many things start to improve at one time that it becomes a joy to wake up every morning. And you almost don't want to go to bed, which is the only thing I want to make us more. This is really true. I always have to make a warning, is that I wouldn't blame you if you got super excited and started wanting to watch the videos and go through the different courses. We've got so many different levels you can go through and become a master yourself. The thing is that you must sleep still. They're going to get a point where you're going to feel so good that you're not going to want to sleep. I mean, just because your eyes are like, I'm wide awake. I have no reason to go to bed. And I want people to know that all the studies on sleep are still true, that you still need 7.5 to 8.5 hours, because these circuit breakers, these sensors in your body, once they get open and you're now pulling in energy from all around the universe and absorbing it from not just food, but from every direction, it works best at healing you when you're supine and actually taking a break sleeping. And if anyone ever came for a personal treatment, we even have a disclaimer in there that you're not even allowed to go to the weight room or do your exercises any more than about 70%, because I used to not have that in there. And so many people come back and they go, "Hey, doc, I went to the weight room and I lifted twice the amount of weight I've ever lifted in my life. I think I'm Arnold now." And I said, "That's not you lifting the weight. That's all the energy your body is now pulling in. But we don't want that. What we want is to go deep, so that now you have the muscular structure and we want your tendons and everything to become more flexible, so that you actually can get stronger every day and more flexible every day and more vital every day, rather than just have a one-time feat
of so being integrated able to do into your being."
Yeah. So please tell people, if they get too energetic, to make sure they still sleep. All right, please. It's important.
Dr. B, thank you so much for sharing yourself so abundantly here with us today. I'll put a link to that, to the technique.
Now, what link did they give you this time?
energyforsuccess.com/inspired, affectionately shortened for Inspired Evolution.
Just do /inspired, and then there's a person there who will get right back to you here's the whole thing. It comes up right away on the website. If you go to that link, and it's a gift from me to you all. So I want people to try it. And this is just the beginning. I mean, you'll find that so many things that the matrix, which is that voice in our head that's always going, "Well, I don't know, maybe it was luck," or, the fact that you did great in soccer it was your day, you know. But that's when you find out that you can consistently do that and you can bring it to bear, you realize that there is a whole world that is not matrix, that is actually set up for us. And even obstacles are set up for us to learn how to become more able and open up more sensors and to become even more alert, more able in terms of your intelligence and your creativity. So I can't wait to hear the results that happen with all your friends and people that know you and around the globe once they get to try this and move up in the different programs. And you can always set up a meeting with any of the people. We have group calls every day where people call in. They share their miracles from all over the world. And I actually didn't set that up. That got set up by a bunch of other people that they said, "We want to tell people that what's happening and share." And so there's people on there from Australia. There's people on there from New Zealand. There's people on there from Abu Dhabi. There's people everywhere. So, and that's also a gift. So I really wish your crowd, everybody there, the best life they've always wanted and even better than they could have ever expected.
Thank you.
And thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this amazing episode of The Inspired Evolution. Without you, The Inspired Evolution Tribe, this podcast would not be what it is today. Thank you so much for your love and your support. Thank you so much for being so inspired to evolve. It's truly inspiring. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to The Inspired Evolution on YouTube, the home of The Inspired Evolution's video podcast. We release inspiring conversations such as this every week, along with guided meditations and empowering insights, all designed to help you grow and evolve. Honestly, your subscription on YouTube to the channel helps us out a great deal. And one of the other benefits, if you're having any insights or shifts from these episodes that you want to chat about, or if you'd like to leave myself or the guest a message, please do so in the comments on YouTube. I truly look forward to hearing from you. And as always, Tribe, remember to stay inspired and keep evolving.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.